I know many of you, with seeing Father Charlie here, will be expecting him to preach today, and you'll be a bit disappointed. Believe me, I'm disappointed too. There's nothing better than to hear Father Charlie standing right here and preaching. Today we're celebrating All Saints, or Toussaint, as they call it on the island. It's a very important time where we celebrate the saints of the church. But combined with that festival is always All Souls. In fact, they celebrate it on the same day in France when they go to the cemeteries on the island to celebrate all those who have passed before. So an important day for both the living and for those who have passed, particularly those who have passed recently. The gospel today was those famous lines with the miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. Another miracle of Jesus. Jesus was put on this world to be human, but he also was doing miracles at the same time. His miracles, in my view, are those things which actually would make people realize that he was the Son of God and to listen to him. But just like in this day and age, they weren't listening to him quite enough back then. Just as we're not quite listening to him enough right now. One of the things in that gospel reading which really stuck out to me was not the raising from the dead, that miracle, but the words when Jesus found out that Lazarus was dead. He said, Jesus began to weep. This year, we've lost some of our members of the congregation who are very dear to us. Dear David Swan. When we lost dear David Swan, Jesus began to weep. When we lost David Graham, David Nichols, a member of our congregation, Angus Wirtle, Jesus began to weep. When we lost dear Charlotte Hood, whose work is magnificent, such a stalwart of our congregation, Jesus began to weep. We lost Bishop Ted this year, a stalwart of the congregation. We wouldn't be here. Charlie was invited to be the parish priest under Bishop Ted's care. His family had been coming here for years. When Bishop Ted sadly passed, Jesus began to weep. In our own congregation, I've stood here and done funeral services, memorial services for Tom Seske, for Eve Burrell. When they passed, Jesus began to weep, just as we were all weeping. But he was there weeping with big open arms, welcoming those who have passed into a better kingdom. That one image of Christ I always think about is Christ the Redeemer. I'm lucky enough in a few days' time to be going to Rio. The most famous statue of all is Christ with his arms open wide, saying, welcome everybody. When he's weeping, he's holding you tight in his arms. With that love, only he can give that unconditional love, welcoming the passage of the journey. As the letter said, and Father Charlie mentioned, we're born in love. When we pass, we're also loved. That's a different journey, but it's the same love that we have. So that Jesus weeping is that Jesus consoling us in difficult times. That great psalm of Jesus in the book of Psalms, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Jesus can be that salvation, that Redeemer, holding us tight when we have difficulty. But he's also a light. We've all lost, dear ones, because no one here hasn't lost a brother, sister, father, mother, friend, a dear one. Jesus was weeping at that time, but holding us close in his arms, supporting us, knowing that we have salvation and comfort. When we lose someone, it's important to realize that life has to go on. We're still here. What we do, what we find when someone does pass away close to us, is a little change in us. We've lost that person. That person is still around us. We haven't lost them forever. Their spirit is still with us. We should acknowledge that and talk to them and reference them, not forget about them. But it should change us as well. And changes for the better. That light that Jesus is shining is saying, hey, we've got to move ahead. Be strong and move ahead together. And the message that we have when we move and work together is love one another. All those people who have passed, if they could leave a message behind, what do you think it would be? Be a message of love. That's what we've got to find now. We move forward after that difficult year. Is find that love. Love for ourselves, love for our family and friends, and love for those people we come into contact with, we might have differences with. That love is showing compassion, showing charity, and it's asking other people and influencing other people as well at the same time. In this difficult world, where we've just had an attack in a Jewish synagogue, we've had people killed because of their colour. We can make a difference by showing love is better than anger. And that's the influence we can have on other people. So that's the message today, is to take that grief, moving forward, and make a change for the better. Amen.